Another flight, Love another fight radio. Over a mask.
Man, you're about to be in here should you be so foolish to just join this great Charles.
A black woman on a Southwest flight was removed because she didn't put her mask back up when she returned from the restroom. She says other passengers were given the chance to pull their masks up, but she says her infraction got her booted off the plane. No reported comment from Southwest, but one other passenger did agree. Why didn't they just give her a fair chance to pull back up her mask?
Former President Donald Trump is piping up now about the raid on Rudy Giuliani's apartment and office, telling Fox News his former lawyer is a patriot, and what happened to him is so unfair. The FBI, with warrants in hand of Giuliani's electronic devices, reports say they're investigating the former president's personal lawyer for illegal lobbying.
Everyone else, you're in, and you're in. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything. I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Don't you let that face go waterfall. Don't you learn to love your scars and all. Dark boy, don't you die. They're just human, let them lie. You just know your world and speak your truth. Let them come to you for your love. Because you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Since you're gone, there are no wrongs. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything, I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
When the media slings mud, we use it to build huts. Irrefutable facts, merciful, beautiful, black. Beloved brother, you fail to embarrass them, harassing them. To my life, your life pales in comparison. So go write whatever blog. Messiness is not ever the God. Do what's necessary, I'm never worried. Listen, vultures, I've been shackled by Western culture. You convinced most of my people to live off emotion. That's why we competing. Death by the chrome barrel, forgotten secrets. My killer been Jared, bone marrow's the deepest.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Yesterday, if you're up and you woke, now, well, you know what, if you're waking up, look out if you live in the Midwest and look at that beautiful sunrise. And yesterday, after all the rain, you see that beautiful sunset. That's how you know God is, a sunrise, a sunset. You know, all you know that there is a God. When you see that, just a friend of mine used to tell me that that was, we used to go to the lake, let's look at God, let's go sit in God's living room and watch the sun just come up. It was really something. Well, a lot of next week is Mother's Day, and we're going to be dealing with Mother's Day next week, so you get something together, get yourself together, what you want to talk about, your mama or some favorite. If you have a song, I'll try to find it. I'm not sure. But at least we can talk about the importance of mothers, both born and the ones who just raised you as a mother and a grandmama and auntie, teacher. And we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to put some extensive time. Next week is our Mother's Day show. Several things I want to talk about. And I don't know what y'all been looking at. I certainly will be talking about school. We're going to talk about education. And I know that I'm not going to let that go. We're also going to be talking about the effect of immigration on us as a people. Because I don't think we really understand the economic piece. And we want to, I tell you, we'll finish up if you got something to say about this violence and where we are today. Economics, education, is two of the most important parts of our community. We don't have an economic base, and we don't have education. It's all over for us. I've been following the, I don't know if you've been following the shooting of Toledo and these other folks, the boy that was shot. But have you noticed that you haven't seen no burning of their communities? Have you noticed that they have been meeting to get, they said they need more resources for their children? That was in the paper. They said they need more boys club and all that. But if you take a drive around the city, I don't know about the city you live in if you're not in Chicago. You know, I was, if you come down Wentworth and you cross Cermak, you'll see the new library, you'll see the soccer field. And most of these folks have, most of these other ethnic groups really have organized sports and different things for their children. Even that library they built a couple of years ago over there on Wentworth, just as you turn and you're coming down. This community are intact. We're kind of the ones that's a little out of tack, and not because we can't be. Let me just make that clear, because we, everything everybody's doing right now, they're doing it because of us. If you remember last week, I told you about Bud Palmer, who had passed, who's one of the founders of the African American Patrolman League. The Asians have a patrolman league, they have a housing league, they have everything that we had to maintain community. And the reason I want to talk, it's very important we have a little discussion about economic and the effect of that border. I don't know if you've been looking at that border. I told you last week to look and to call me back. At this week and let me know what did you see. I was talking to someone yesterday, a friend of mine is in another city, and they're kind of, you know, you know they're active and very involved. But I also been talking to a couple of black elected officials. I spoke with former council person Joanne Watson, and I've just been talking to different political leaders around the country, and also those who love and have been fighting, and probably my age group, maybe some a little younger, are just about what do they see and what do they see going on here, because I don't understand how our president and our vice president and that those folks can totally ignore what's going on at that border. I mean, it is something. And I was telling them, we keep, okay, the argument they keep making is for low wages and they're going to take the jobs of blacks who are low-wage jobs. I'm going to tell y'all something. It's more than low wages. You got people coming across that border that also have skills. Don't think it's just all those little bitty black folks who might want to do somebody's yard or clean somebody's house or do something like that. Even though black folks had clean house when I was growing up, my mother, that's what she did, domestic work. She worked first when we was in Montgomery. She worked in the cleaners and the laundry, as they called it. That's when I remember when they first got that washing machine, that Ringer washing machine that you roll and you roll. And I remember my mama came home one day with a cast on her arm because her hand had got caught up in that Ringer. And then, but then she went on, she did domestic work. My mother was a young teenage mother. Don't forget. So she did domestic work. She cleaned white folks' houses and did all that stuff. But she always told us that my brother and all of us, the importance of education and being independent and having and what to do with our children and God and family and things like that. She taught us those things that made us the people, all of our children, she would be proud of today. So I'm telling these people, look, you know who's come across the border? And you better wake up those who have come. You got contractors coming across that border. You got folks who know how to build houses. You're going to have folks building houses. You got plumbers coming across that border. You got electricians coming across that border. You got all kind of folks coming across that border. It's not just those who are going to be taking some little people's job or working in the kitchen and all that. It's also going to be those people who you see doing masonry, who you see doing tuck pouring, those people you see in somebody's house doing electrician, doing electrical or plumbing and building. I mean, you got all kind of folks coming across that border that are skilled. So it's not just low skilled workers. You know, don't think that's all it is. So you better think about it, because I know in Chicago all this booming and all this building and stuff, all these contracts being let, and I just don't know how many black folks are. And I'm going to stay on this education and economic piece until y'all tell me to stop, and I hope y'all don't. And I will be bringing, I'm going to bring in some people about the education piece so they can see what the psychological stuff is being done to our children right now and how they turning out functionally literate students. Y'all hang on in there. She's going to answer him. So anyway, the whole psychological thing of not being educated. But I want to tell you, about, how you expect to break the crime down if folks don't have a job? You know, young men and stuff have to be able to work or do something. It's not natural. Even now, they're trying to tell you to stay at home and they'll give you money and do all that. It's not natural for a young man, for a man to sit at home and look at the what's on TV or play the videos or do something. They get involved in things. They get involved in all kind of things. And then across that border, you got drugs come across that border. They said amphetamine. You should have seen all that them drugs that came. Not just you, y'all, as y'all call it, cannabis, weed coming across, other stuff too. And that means our children will be selling it, or somebody they're gonna be selling it. So it's a lot of stuff. And if you look at the all these bills and stuff they're passing, it's not for you. America is really sanctuary. I know the state of Illinois is a sanctuary city, state. That's what Prixa said. That's what they did down. They made, I think it's almost sanctuary state. I got to make myself 100% sure, but I'm 75. And I know the city is a sanctuary city. And I was looking at something in the paper the other day where the young man was at the bus station, and his thing is to be there and to meet the people and put them on clothes and put them on shoes and make sure they get where they're going. That's some deep stuff, y'all. And y'all ain't in all no Mexican y'all talking about coming across. There's people from everywhere coming across that border, from the whole, everywhere, that's coming across that border. Now, when Lightfoot revised the city ordinance, welcoming city ordinance, where police officers can no longer cooperate with immigration and custom enforcement under any circumstances, the reason they can't do that is because of this ordinance that Lightfoot signed. This was February 24th when she signed it, which had to be that Wednesday. So she signed it that Tuesday. She signed on the 23rd. I say this because I knew I was going to come back. Being a welcoming city means being a city where no one has to fear, other than a black man, I guess, or black people, walking down the street. Now, I see people that walk into my street, they look like me, they be holding to their purse. They don't worry about it. So don't forget she signed that ordinance. And these folks are setting up business. Now, if you notice, they didn't have a big old protest with this boy. They didn't have a protest with him. But they're over there talking about trying to set up programs and stuff for their children. Their churches are involved. Remember, they're around protecting their babies. They're not hollering and screaming on TV and crying and stuff and talking stuff. They have moved. And what I want to ask, we are family, too. You know, people talk like we're not family. You remember when Joe Biden said that the Hispanic was more like a family? He tried to say they're more monolithic than we are. If you remember, he said that during the campaign, and I think that got past everybody. I mentioned it. When you look at in September, see, you have to look at all this stuff. September 2020, Little Village was moving on bilingual incubators for bilingual in the Little Village neighborhood. These aldermen and all their representatives and community people are moving for economics and education for their children. Even though when we talk, we said black and brown, the brown folks don't need us except riding our backs and then get something else and they move on. They need our pain. I've always told you about our pain and our gain to kind of make it look like they are doing something, like they're part of us. And now the Latin School of Education, I told you, is thinking about now getting ready to try to unionize. And the Latin School Those are the schools I tell you that all these experts goes to. All of them. The expert, Lisa Madigan went there. Ginoli's went there. Prixer kids went there. You got schools for Latin. You got schools for England, English people. You got everything, but our school is just messed up. And I'm telling you all this stuff because I want you to see the big picture as we move forward and just how we're looking. And I'm going to stay on this education, and I'm going to stay on economics. I don't want y'all calling me, taking me off of nothing but that, because if we don't stay on that, we can talk all this other stuff. We're going to be in trouble. If you remember, because that's what happened, y'all. Sometimes I get on the education, and people call, and they talk about everything about the education and economics. They don't talk about that. How are we going to build and get these contracts? In March, if you remember, the tech program was launched to support the entrepreneurs for Latina and blacks, but it's going to be mostly for them. I'm just trying to tell y'all something. When Target, it was somebody, they are boosting plans to try to get some black-owned business, but yet Target is getting ready to build a huge, huge distribution center in Little Village. Now, talking that junk to us way back when about we're going to try to get some black products in our stores, but they don't talk about how they're going to hire 2,000 people for the distribution center over in Little Village, and that's where they're building it, but they closed the Target in Chatham. See, I have to understand and to really think about this from an economic and education piece. That was in the business section Friday of the Tribune. See, y'all got to stop looking at just TV, and you got to look at all of the papers, and you got to read nationwide papers, and you got to look at nationwide economic pieces and stuff. But they're going to build this huge distribution center in Little Village to distribute all around. They could have done that over on Cottage Grove when they closed Target. Somewhere, but I mean, maybe some of y'all might get hired. I don't know. But the fact of the matter, these people are focused on education, family, and they're focused on their children and their jobs. And you look at their community, it's not tore up. I rode around the other day, and I looked at all these different ethnic groups and their communities. They're all intact, and they got what it takes to build community. As Dr. Anderson say, if we build neighborhoods, we don't build communities. Everybody just come in, and they just drop off and move round and round and do stuff. Now, don't forget in September of 2020 that the city said they're going to build a $1.8 million field for the Hancock Preparatory School. I mean, y'all have to follow this stuff and see how they steadily moving on education. Now, all this money y'all might have seen the president do the other night, it's not just for us. Don't y'all fool yourself. Why all of a sudden you're going to get this money to do this because it's to teach these children, these bilingual children. Just let me know. Uh-huh. But anyway, these bilingual children, not only that, the education system, most folks are not in, most of these people are not in our schools. I want you to take a moment and look around your schools and you see the resources. They were talking the other day, and I'm going to take a break, y'all. It's 6:30, and I might not finish. I'll come back, and I'll finish up this, and I'll take the calls. But most of them are not, that money's not for us. It's for these people they're bringing over here. And I saw the president on NBC. I was really nice to see him doing the interview, when they brought up the question of the problem at the board, he said there's no problem. But maybe it's not. Because it might not be because they got a plan, and you are not included. Now, these folks are very clear. When the Latinos asked for the feds to investigate the shooting of the teen, they went straightly nationalistic. You cannot get mad at these people. It says our people are frightened. They see they think they done hit the lottery again, and it gets to be like that. I think it was the guy's name was Collins McCormick. They have a storage where they put folks at South Loop bus station where he waits for the immigrants to get them clothes and shoes and get them on their way. Just understand that. They're going to put a new St. Anthony Hospital to be part of a $600 million development in Little Village. I'm trying to show y'all. Target, hospital, schools. Come on, y'all. That's the place where when they went over there to try to ride them brothers, them Latino brothers up on, and you can't get mad. They was up on top of them buildings and don't bring that stuff over here. They protected their community. There's something wrong going around. We got to come out. We got to get ourselves together here. Even with them suing, trying to hold up the remap. Why? They're really fighting to hold up the remap because they said they want to get the whole count. I was looking at Brett Baer the other night because I was surfing, and I said, let me see. I surf all these stations. Look at all of them, see what they're talking about. So I give y'all a round view. And this Latina woman was on said she's mad because they didn't do enough counting of the Latina, and they're finna deal with it because they think they're supposed to get more seats. That's something to think about. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about hospital. I'm going to tell you about training. I'm going to tell you about an incubator for bilingual. I'm telling you about Target. They closed the stuff on 87th and Cottage Grove, but they opened up this huge distribution center in Little Village. They're focused on, their representative are focused on education, and they're focused on economics for their children, and they're surrounding their children. We cried, oh, it's a shame. Oh, that boy out there hijacking, carjacking, I'm scared of him. And if you think about it, there are definitely no places for our children. Look what happened to Jackie Robinson. I don't think the black community did not rally around the Jackie Robinson. Now, they won their lawsuit. Okay, they won their lawsuit. And when they won their lawsuit, they said they're not going to reinstate them and give them this trophy back. But that's something we'll talk about on the other end. What I'm going to do is in May, I'm going to have them on my, I'm not next week is Mother's Day. I'm going to have them on my show. I know I got to take a break now, but I'm going to come back. I got a few more things to talk to you about. And then we're going to take some calls. The board is lit up. Talk of Chicago, 1690, WVON. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me right here at the great WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. Whatever you want to come out with, www.von.com. We on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And we also on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea. And I don't come here calling me trying to take me off what we're talking about because it's very important that we stay on point. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Obama. Barack and I are so thrilled that we got our COVID-19 vaccine because this is a deadly disease, and this vaccine will protect us from getting really sick. Getting vaccinated is safe, and it could save your life and allow us to start getting back to seeing friends and family again. We can do this. To learn more, go to cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Inequalities in access to health care, home ownership, economic opportunities. Black, Hispanic, and Asian Americans have been cut off from the opportunity to live healthy, equitable lives for far too long. And the community continues to face racial and social injustice in nearly every meaningful measure of quality of life. It's not right, it's not fair, and it has to end. That's why AARP Illinois is dedicated to working with state lawmakers to pass legislation that ensures all Illinois residents are empowered to choose how we live as we age, no matter the color of our skin or the zip code we live in. Together, we can end systemic racism and provide our families with a chance to thrive and build a secure future. AARP Illinois is proud to join the fight for equality. Learn more at DisruptDisparitiesIL.com. Paid for by AARP.
Our seniors are living longer, and the quality of their lives are important to their longevity and well-being. Having a great caregiver is a key component. If you are a mature, caring, compassionate, patient, dependable, responsible, and trustworthy individual and is looking for full or part-time work as a caregiver in the Chicago area, give us a call at 773-336-3423. These are private home care positions, and independent contractors are accepted. Duties These include assistance with personal care, meal preparation, and light housekeeping. Background checks and drug tests are required. If you're interested in a part or full-time caregiving position, call 773-336-3423 or send resumes to caregiversnow2021@gmail.com.
WBLN is proud to welcome Dr. Michael Grayson of the Credit and Debt Management Institute every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Protect the most important thing in your financial life, your credit. If you are interested in keeping more of your hard-earned money in your pocket, tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to Bounce Back.
Dr. Michael Grayson will introduce a new government-backed program that can help you achieve perfect credit in 90 days or less. Call 718-481-3363 to see if you qualify.
We are coming out of the woods and closer to the life we miss so much in the Windy City. Getting Chicago vaccinated is what will make this happen. So let's get back to it, Chicago. Get vaccinated to help end this pandemic. Find your vaccine at shy.gov/COVIDVax.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I'm black and I'm proud, beating my head up against the wall and working for someone else. Woo, I tell you. And that's what we've been doing. You know, I saved this article. We're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON 773-591-69. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. If you miss us, you can go back to Blog Talk. You know, I saved this other article that I didn't get to tell y'all about. What they said, and I say that because I knew we was gonna come back around to it. You gotta follow what I'm saying. They have February 27, 2019, where in the paper, the they said that they called the Little Village the Second Magnificent Mile. That's what they called it. So I'm just trying to tell y'all. These folks are consistently working on building a community. They're building not only a community. That was in the Sun-Times back then. That was way back in February 27, 2019. I'm trying to put the block together for y'all. They're building a community. They're looking out for their children. I told you last week they brought their children together, and they had not like a block party or whatever they're having to make their children feel safe. and they're meeting and they're doing things to get more things. They still got board, YMCAs, different stuff, the churches, the ministers, they got all those things that we had that was part of our community that we used to have. What kind of, I want y'all to do a forensic audit of your communities and see what you have. Even your church that you go to, see what they offer. What are we doing here? If we don't, maybe y'all don't agree with me. If we don't save our young people, it's over anyway. A mind is very important. And how you teach that child to be critical thinking, how we need to look at our schools and see whether or not these people, are they efficient in the subject they're teaching? But we don't have science and math, not like we used to have. Science labs and math and all that stuff in our schools. One of the things I was reading in the paper yesterday were some of the folks was talking about the art. They were saying if the boy had Bennett Farragut in his art class, he might have been all right. So they're pushing for more culture stuff. I'm just saying these things that I think the things that our parents was focused on when I was young and their parents was young, we unfocused. The focus was education and building business, helping ourselves, and making us know that we was more than what these people was trying to tell us. But every day you hear racism, systemic racism, you ain't nothing. You can't think, you're too stupid to get an ID. You're stupid. You're too stupid to even go try to build a business. You need me to get this. You're too stupid to get an education. I got to decide what it's going to be. I mean, it's like, I tell my grandchildren, do not listen to that. There's nothing you can't be. And you have to know what you want, and you got to stay with your God. You don't need no God. That's stupid to believe in a God. Things like that. I mean, it's like, it's really something. Now, here, the Chicago Public Schools said that they're going to promote all the children to the next grade. I done told y'all, that's a whole other discussion we got to have on this whole education piece, because I think they're part of the conspiracy to make sure our children don't learn. And other folks are getting very high-level education, and all this money that was put in place is going to be spent. It's not for us. Be clear on that. And that's why they're trying to hold up the numbers. And I want to say this, and I'm going to go to the phones. The elected officials, the black elected officials, whether the congressional, from the state, the federal, the county, and all, need to get together in this city and look at our community realistically without egos and see what they have in their districts, what they have in their congressional areas, what do they have in their city. Is it suffice? They need to do a forensic audit of the educational system while they are making laws and stuff. But we need, all of them need to walk. I stayed in my schools. They need to walk and see what's in those schools and start demanding, because the little person is dependent on the elected, anointed, and appointed leaders to lead them in the right direction. But if you don't know how you lead them, just what you get off the news, what somebody tell you to say, then you are messing up. You see Gutierrez is back on the picture now? He's back in the picture talking stuff. It's really a lot of stuff going on here, I'm telling y'all. The last thing, to the phones. In Chicago, there's a place called the what's the garden on 63rd and King Drive. And what happened is, you know, been a lot of killing up there, Parkway Garden. So the man, he made a lot of money off of this. And it's important I tell y'all this before I go to the phone. The company who had this made a lot of money off of this. $37.14 million. Got that from the state of Illinois. He got millions and millions. It's so much I want to reach you. Tell you what all. He got tax credit. He got the city credit. He got the state credit. He got all these credits to redo the Parkway Garden. And what happened was, now he's finna sell it. In 2011, he got $59.5 million in the tax exempt bonds from IDA, Illinois Housing Department, $28.8 million, Wells Fargo Equity Low Income Housing Tax Credit, $9.9 million and historical rehabilitation tax credit. This group was named, I think it was Related or something. And I think they got the building in 2011. And you got all these residents over there. And now he's finna sell it. And why am I telling y'all that? They're getting ready to relocate these people in Parkway, just like they did the public housing on Stateway and State Street and Henry Horn and all. Just mark my word, because the government going to take over, and I think that's the 20th ward. The government's going to take over, and they're going to tear it down, because that's coming from the east. University of Chicago is getting all that property coming over, and it's right by the L, and it goes all over that way. And you're going to see what I'm talking about. And it's going to be too late. And that's what I mean. Sometimes we are on demise, killing, doing this. People can't walk, and then you start complaining because we can't get no control over there. Then they knock it down, or they rehab it for somebody else. The presidential library is not that far away. It ain't no accident he just put that building up for sale, y'all. Just food for thought. And I had some. That's the economic side of all these people. They really are into economics. They're not into all this other stuff. They're just using that. So let me go to the phone. Okay, let's see what. Hey Jay, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say the history books say that slavery started in 1619, but
that's what she says. I don't know whether enslavement started in 1619.
I know the Nation of Islam says it started in 1555. You know. But my point is, for a long time, that's like 500 years, black people have been dealing with an entire government against them, you know. So we've been dealing with a government against us, and so there's obviously going to be a whole lot of issues with us trying to progress.
Where are you from? Where your family from, Jay?
Excuse me?
Where are your family from?
My father is from Louisiana, and my mother is from Arkansas.
Okay, and
I was born in Chicago.
What school you went to?
I went to Providence St. Mill
For
3 years, mm-hmm. And for my senior year, I went to Foreman High School on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Navy.
Yeah.
I also... was a student at the University of Illinois.
Okay, hold up. Let me tell you why I asked you. You sound like someone whose parent really had done what they were supposed to do. Through all of that, see what your mother and your father did for you to push you on and make sure you was the person you are today. I think my concern is that right now they're like telling children they can't get nothing or no good, don't keep on moving. Through all this stuff and knowledge you have and whatever went on, you still pressed on to do what you had to do. And I think that's the energy we got to do with our children. And don't make our children think it's just all over. And that's what and what could mean is those who parents taught them that and they have made it, they come back and they're the ones make our children feel like it's all over.
I pressed on, but it really wasn't necessarily because of my parents, to be honest with you. They did send me to Providence St. Mill for 3 years.
I know
years.
You had some kind of parent to pay you at Providence St. Mill as a school you have to pay for. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can get grants for that, too.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
well, I got to hurry up. You got to wrap up, Jay.
The point I wanted to make is that one of the issues is for black people that we need to stop attacking each other. I'm trying to shorten
you got to shorten.
What I really wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I apologize for being too long. We have organizations that work against each other, and
I got you saying we have to come together as a people, work together, and understand there's no problem, ain't nothing wrong with being nationalistic and working on each other's behalf. Thank you, Jay. I just wanted to hear Ronnie. I wanted to hear what Jay had to say because, see, we get into this whole thing, but our generation wasn't like that. We went on and pressed on, but we putting something else on our children. Ronnie P.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
If you remember last week, I spoke on a man and a woman's body, and a woman and a man body. Biden, in his first speech to Congress, passed a federal law for the trans people. Why is it that in our community we don't realize and understand white people in black body and we keep electing them? I don't care who they are. I don't care how long they've been in office. We have a problem. The Latino community, they tried to put a Obama, the name of Obama on one of their schools, and they said no, and it's not going to happen.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Ronnie P. I'll talk about that at 7 o'clock hour, maybe when I enter the board a little bit. Manson?
Okay, and special point of the Hispanic community. So let me just say this for my people. We need to own up to our responsibility too, to understand that our condition that we are in, the negative wire, we're just as much responsible as external attack. God is not going to change the condition of people and say change the condition of themselves and determine and for Hispanic community. They are doing way better than us because family-wise, they are doing way better.
And it's not just the Latino community. You have to understand it's all communities coming over here. On my block, you see all black houses. They done sold to other folks. This other folks.
I just want everybody to know
it's not just the Latino community.
Ms. Tillman, let me finish making my point, too. I'm going to be real quick. Ms. Tillman, as long as we stay a community that's saturated for the broken homes, we're going to stay a broken community, and we're not going to get the same respect Hispanics do.
Thank you.
And just let me last. He said Joe Biden, he didn't say that Hispanics are more monolithic than us. He said they are more diverse than us, Ms. Tillman. I remember exactly what you're talking about. And they are more diverse than us.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, don't nobody march on Hispanics for being part of the administration or getting what they want. They didn't march on them when they was with Trump. They don't march on the white folks. They don't march on nobody. The only folks they tell on that we get involved, they go with us. That's why when you saw, that's a whole other discussion. I thought Tim Scott's speech was really good, what he said. It had nothing to do with race. I mean, it had nothing to do with party. But our people went after him so hard. But you don't see nobody going after no other race of people for being. And that's a whole other thing because I want to try to get a few more calls in, and I'll talk about it when I come back because I want to talk about that speech. Tony.
Yes. How you doing, Ms. Tillman?
All right.
You know what? I agree with a lot of stuff that you say. And when you look at our community, for us to grow, we have to start with basic stuff. Because our community has sunken so far down.
We've gone backwards in the last 50 years. The last 30 years, we've gone backwards.
Let me just make a couple points, and I know you have to run. The garbage that is in our community as far as you see people actually open up their car door and throw the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You see little kids.
wait, hold on. And there'd be another community that keep it in their car until they get to ours. Go on.
Yes. Let me just say this for real quick. I took my son up north one day, and he saw a guy begging for money. This guy was clean. He was a white guy. He was clean. So we go back on the south side, and we see people begging. He goes, "Dad, what are they doing?" I said, "They're doing the same thing that the guy up north was doing, but they were dirty, messy, and everything."
Well, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness, and we have got to do something. Thank you so much. Cleanliness is next to godliness. We have to clean. We got to do a lot. We got a lot of stuff to do, I tell you. Well, let me see. Jared?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to make a comment about our people respecting ourselves and each other more, and I feel like if we did that a little bit more, it would probably change the whole situation in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like when you look at other ethnicities, they respect each other on a whole nother level than
African-American. Yes, even with the violence and all other stuff. But let me tell you, you gotta have community. You gotta have a feeling. They still go to church. Their church is involved. They still have family. Not just family, they have community. These folks make us scared to come outside. We love and respect each other, but those of us who do it, letting other folks who are programming our folks not to believe nothing. They got our folks thinking like animals, like we can't do nothing. They got us thinking we're too stupid to get an ID. They got us thinking we're stupid here, Jared.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. You know, and I always, how many minutes I got over there? And I always remember. Okay, I always remember. I'm going to have that song. You always remember that we have to, as a people, look at what we're doing here. And, folks, we got to stop jumping all over each other. I'm going to talk about that when I come back, because I want to talk about Senator Brooks. I want to talk about, I also want to finish this conversation and talk about a bunch of more things. Okay, we got to really complete it. Let me see. Plump, yes. Hello.
Yes, good morning. God bless you. How you doing,
all
beloved?
Right. Okay, I'm fine. Come on with your minute now.
Yes, ma'am. We are still plumping up Chicago, America, and the world, and peace, love, and unity, promoting marketing people. We just want to invite the community to our atonement program that we have and our prosperity, which is a PMA class at the National Black Wall Street, Chicago, 4655 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive,
okay.
Room 203, every Tuesday at 6:58
okay.
p.m.
I got
and
it.
Every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30.
You took me off my subject. You have a way of doing me like that, Plump. You make your announcement and take me off my subject. But I saw you out there at Harold Washington beating them drums.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to try to take one more call. I asked everybody to stay on the subject this morning. I got to try to do this. I'm going to try to get Lewis before I got. Okay, Lewis. I think you got time to do your 2 minutes. Lewis, a minute.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
I heard you say something that we have gone backwards. I disagree with you, Ms. Tillman, and this is why. In 60 years, we have gone forward. We control everything in the state of Illinois. We got the Speaker of the House. We got the President of the Democratic Committee. We got the President of Cook County Board. We got
City Hall.
The Mayor of Chicago. We got the Lieutenant Governor. We got everything, Ms. Tillman. Right now, we have everything. We have fulfilled Dr. King's prophecy that don't judge me by the color of my skin, but by the contents of my character. We are only 14% of the state population, 1.8 million people out of 12 million, and we control everything.
Okay, let me tell you what I meant by going back, Lewis. I let you on a long time. I meant the way we were as a people, how we moved. S.B. Fuller hired people. We was always told when we was growing up that you were doing it for your race, that you always come back and rebuild. I'm talking about how we've gone back in our thinking, but also we've lost a lot of economics, too. We've lost a lot. We've lost economics. We lost our education. We've got to have those people in place. But when you look at the masses, when you look at the fact that our children's education is terrible, when you look at what's going on with us economically and contract-wise, oh, yeah, we're in trouble, Lewis. You might have the people in position, what you're talking about, but we're not benefiting.
Stillman, we can turn this around because they're looking for us for a re-election in 2022, 2023, and 2024. We can make our demands right now. And turn this around right now because
okay.
We have all the people in power. And if they don't want to go along with it, then we got 1 year and 8 months to come up with a candidate.
Well, we
got
to do something. We got to come up with an agenda for black people on all these other fronts other than just the political agenda. We got to come up with it. All got to come together. Educational, we got to lay out what we want. Economically, we got to lay out some stuff we need. We got to do that because we keep electing people. People come to us and give us slogans, and we keep doing it. Okay, y'all, I'm going to have to take a break. Y'all hang in. I got a few lines open. Y'all can call now so you can make sure that you get back on the line so you can be on my 7 o'clock hour. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVN. Director Wright Tim right here in the city of Chicago. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me right here at WVN. I tell you, we on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go, Facebook, group Facebook. You can also get us back on Blog Talk if you miss us. What we got to do is understand the one who loves. We got to know how to love. That's Charles Bella, y'all. I'm going to get your coffee, get your tea. Because we're coming back and we're going to finish this conversation. Economic, education, what we going to do here. And I'm also talking about Tim's, Senator Scott's rebuttal. So I want to hear your appointment. I want to hear you on that. But I want to say that we have to pray, y'all. I'm going out with this. I'm going to get your coffee, get your tea. And I got a few lines open. Almost all the lines are filled, but y'all try. And I'll be back. And those who are online, hang on. The one who loves.
Loving is giving. Loving is knowing how to receive the gift of love.
Y'all know how to receive the gift of love.
Loving is growing.
Loving is growing.
Loving is learning how not to impede.
Don't impede.
The flow.
Harold said, love yourself doesn't mean you hate anybody else. Don't hate nobody. Just work on yours. You got to work on yours and meet at the table with something.
I don't know where you go.
Yeah.
Could you stop
7735-916-690, y'all. Have a few lines for fun, not that many. But if you want to get in for the 7 o'clock hour, you can call now. Whoa. I'll be back, y'all.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
America is on the move. That is the theme of the Biden-Harris administration as they mark their first 100 days. VP Kamala Harris telling Good Morning America the president laid out the country's future in his joint address to Congress.
We now, as the president has rightly said, have vaccinated over 200 million Americans. The majority of adults in America have been vaccinated. Folks got their $1,400 checks who desperately needed them.
In his primetime speech, President Biden also condemned systemic racism and white supremacy.
As President Biden called on lawmakers during a joint session of Congress to pass a package of comprehensive police reforms, officials in Chicago, Illinois released video footage of a fatal officer-involved shooting involving a Hispanic man last month. Police shot and killed 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez in the back as he was running away.
Why are you shooting me?
You had a gun!
Hey, get on the ground!
Get on the ground!
The city's black mayor warned the footage could trigger a range of emotions. Now, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is calling for peaceful demonstrations as protesters renew their calls for an overhaul of the Chicago Police Department. The killing of Alvarez comes 1 month after police there shot and killed 13-year-old Adam Toledo.
Andrew Brown Jr. was shot and killed by Elizabeth City, North Carolina police during a traffic stop. Now there are conflicting stories on the events that took place before the black man was killed. The district attorney of Pasquotank County claims officers fired when Brown drove towards them in his car, but Brown's family argues the 42-year-old was driving away to save his life from their gunfire. A judge just ruled body cam video of the incident should not be released immediately, ruling it could jeopardize the investigation.
Justice Department officials are adding more charges to Derek Chauvin and the other three ex-Minneapolis, Minnesota cops involved in the killing of George Floyd last May. The feds say they plan to ask a grand jury to indict Chauvin and the others on charges of civil rights violations on top of the criminal charges. Chauvin has been convicted of killing George Floyd, while the other three officers are charged with aiding and abetting.
Some residents in a South Carolina community are calling for a volunteer fire chief to step down after he encouraged police to stop responding to black neighborhoods in a Facebook post. Butch Gent of the McDonald Green Fire Department in Lancaster County went on to say they will eventually kill each other and the fake news won't have a story. Local activist Tanya Ross tells Fox 46 the post is disturbing.
We need to hold these people accountable because fire, EMS, and the police, they go to serve the people.
Gent later apologized and said his post was intended to be an attack on the news media, not the black community. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Hi,
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Black people are full Americans and are victors rather than victims in the United States of America. Everything in this country, from sea to shining sea, belongs to us first. This is a black conservative principle, but we're called coons and sellouts just because we know that we're emancipated. To be conservative is a good way to be pro-black and show high self-esteem. Listen to the Black Excellence Hour, and let's talk about Black Chicago from the conservative perspective. Sundays at 5 p.m. on WVON.
WVON, where being black and proud is not just a moment, it's a movement.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Obama. Barack and I are so thrilled that we got our COVID-19 vaccine because this is a deadly disease, and this vaccine will protect us from getting really sick. Getting vaccinated is safe, and it could save your life and allow us to start getting back to seeing friends and family again. We can do this. To learn more, go to cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chicago, we are coming out of the woods and closer to the life we miss so much in the Windy City. The places we used to hang out, the friends we used to hug, the games we used to cheer for at the stadium. So let's get back to it, Chicago. Let's get the right information. Let's get registered and let's get the vaccine when it's our turn. Let's come together to help end this pandemic. Visit shy.gov/COVIDVax.
Black people are full Americans and are victors rather than victims in the United States of America. Everything in this country, from sea to shining sea, belongs to us first. This is a black conservative principle, but we're called coons and sellouts just because we know that we're emancipated. To be conservative is a good way to be pro-black and show high self-esteem. Listen to the Black Excellence Hour, and let's talk about Black Chicago from the conservative perspective. Sundays at 5 p.m. on WVON.
Inequalities in access to health care, home ownership, economic opportunities. Black, Hispanic, and Asian Americans have been cut off from the opportunity to live healthy, equitable lives for far too long. And the community continues to face racial and social injustice in nearly every meaningful measure of quality of life. It's not right, it's not fair, and it has to end. That's why AARP Illinois is dedicated to working with state lawmakers to pass legislation that ensures all Illinois residents are empowered to choose how we live as we age, no matter the color of our skin or the zip code we live in. Together, we can end systemic racism and provide our families with a chance to thrive and build a secure future. AARP Illinois is proud to join the fight for equality. Learn more at DisruptDisparitiesIL.com. Paid for by AARP.
Now, more than ever, we need a reliable news source to tell our story from our perspective. The Talk of Chicago has joined the Black Information Network to bring you top-of-the-hour news from around the nation. If it's happening in Black America, it's on the Black Information Network. Now you can start your day every morning at 5 with one full hour of news from the Black Information Network. WVON and the Black Information Network, because the truth matters.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
Let our rejoice.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop. He have allowed me to go there. And I looked over and I seen the promised land. Thank you, Dr. King. I think people got it all confused and we're being used because they don't understand what you was talking about. And I recommend they all go back and look at your last interview on NBC before you was assassinated. 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the world, it's time to take that deep breath. It is time to take that deep breath and don't worry about being black. Harold said to be black do not mean that you hate anybody else. Take a deep breath, y'all. Black. Take another deep breath. Black. Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you? One more breath. Black.
Come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
His own Emancipation Proclamation. That's what he's saying. We scared to do that. We get so caught up with somebody else's agenda.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and I am beautiful. I tell you, we're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVN. Dorothy Wright Tillman, right here. Call for tea in a conversation with me in the great city of Chicago. WVN number 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can also find me on Blog Talk if you miss the type in my name. And I was talking about education and economics. And I went through a whole piece at the beginning of my show, which I'll be starting taking a break with my commercials at a half hour from now on, so y'all better wake up. I don't put it all in the front anymore. But anyway, the economics of what was going on with us, I talked about that. It's economic racism and education racism. I told you about Target closing in Chicago, closing 87th and Cottage Grove, but they opened up a distribution center in Little Village. I told you about them saying that was also the next mega, and how they also got a new St. Anthony Hospital to be part of a $600 million development. I was telling y'all a lot of stuff, all these communities, and I told you they want to say some racism. Look at these resources, and they don't just use their own money like you think. They use a lot of the city resources, and that's what their representatives and stuff are doing, is bringing that. Also, I talked about they're going to take children, and they're going to let them go on and pass and promote them to the next level grade, regardless. Lightfoot making this a welcome city, real sanctuary city. And I also talked about, in case you weren't there at the other hour, about the fact that these people coming to y'all can think they low wage. All of them not low wage. I told you it was about, you're going to have plumbers, masonry, and everything else. And technology, people can know technical and everything. We're going to be hit from all different angles, but I don't think y'all thinking about it. And I'm trying to say you can't blame them. We just need to be fighting. Like when this guy, Collins and McCormick, who's waiting for the folks at the bus station to help get them clothes and get them on their merry way. I mean, there's an organizer, and they still go in their churches. Their churches are helping them. You know, all kind of stuff. Their community's intact. And they're moving to protect their children, rightfully so. That's what they're supposed to do. If a community don't protect their babies, something wrong with them. You know, because the children are the future. But somehow or another, our people done got on that it's all about them. I tell you about the incubator for bilingual businesses. Just trying to tell y'all some stuff that's going on here while we hollering systemic racism. Most of us don't even know what is it. They just start using that word, and they're talking this stuff. And one of the things I was saying to you, and y'all know y'all love Joy Reid, and I get upset with people like her and Omar, who are constantly talking about our country and talk about how racist it is. But this is the same country that allowed Joy, her father from the Congo, and I forgot where her mama is from, Guyana, I think. This country allowed them to come in, gave them education. It's so racist, and you're going to sit there and you're going to talk all that stuff. I'm not saying we don't have no problem, but people like y'all got mad at Tim Scott. Most of them got mad at him. Why did they get mad at him? Tell me, he didn't say, I have to listen again. America do have some racist things going on. But like Frank who called and said, look at all the folks we got in position of power around them. What are they doing? We fought and we got more representation, but what are they doing to help us make sure? And most of your laws and stuff are being made, and people are hollering who are first generations. And they have you screaming and talking about stuff. And one thing, I had somebody cracking up. I heard somebody cracking up. I don't know what I'm hearing. I was talking to those people. I said, now, Sanchez, Rubio, Cruz, Kamala, even Barack, all of them. Everybody got upset when Tim spoke, because Tim spoke on a position of where black folks come from, the descendants of enslaved. And if you hear Sanchez say, my father came from Cuba and this is how I came up. Or you hear Rubio say, yeah, we came up and we did this. You hear Cruz saying where he came from. You hear Barack talking about his father from where he was from and his mama from where she from. And then you have Kamala, who's Jamaican, Indian, Canadian, America, where they from. But Tim Scott said, I'm a black man, and I understood that, who grew up in the South, whose parents picked cotton. I mean, he was a descendant of an enslaved black in America who father couldn't read. I know about that, how folks couldn't read because they got had to go pick cotton. They didn't allow the boys to go to school but a certain time. And has, but he set the example in spite of. He come from the likes of Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver and S.B. Fuller and John Johnson. And those folks got holy mad. They got angry. They didn't hear all he was saying because they were mad because he's an authentic descendant of an enslaved black man. He just being used. Come on, y'all, give me a break. All of them got nervous from Cruz on down because they never want the real us to come out. I always told y'all they wouldn't let Jesse and no black be at the White House who's the descendants of enslaved black in America. You know, I knew that the young lady and Bass wasn't going to get that seat as vice president because she was a descendant. But also, while y'all talking about this racism, they could have put another black woman in the Senate. Newsom could have done that and was Kamala's call, but nobody did that. Everybody want to gloss over that. So we don't have a black woman in the Senate. We got every color, every nationality it is, whether they first generation or what. But no black woman. Why? Because, but you didn't deal with that. You letting us tell. But look, I say what Tim said was absolutely correct about us as a people, and we just can't let this stuff hold us down. Remember that we had Senator Brooks. He was a Republican. He was in office. He did a lot for us. We have to go to the people in office and get things for our people. I don't care how you vote, what you do. I'm talking about how we get resources. But we're the only race that they come after. They got everybody all over the place, and their race don't say none of them. I'm back, y'all. Let me go to the phone. I said the numbers done. Let me go to the phone. I tell you, Lance from Boston.
Grace and peace be upon you, my sister, from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be encouraged. I think that the problem that we're having, we're not focusing on what Dr. King said in his speech in terms of us emancipating ourselves. We're not focusing on information that Dr. Claude Anderson has given us in terms of focusing on, rather than focusing on horizontal, we need to focus on vertical, and we're not listening to James Smalls out of New York City. So there's many things that we need to do, that we're not doing. I don't really believe that, we could continue to be oppressed by our oppressor if we were following those particular rules or suggestions.
But you got to see who the oppressor are, because in the book, Dr. Anderson named more than the white man being the oppressor. He started talking about all these folks coming from everywhere all around the globe going to be our oppressor. If you read Black Label,
exactly.
White Wealth, and you read what Dr. Anderson said, he said by 2012, he said that we're going to have other folks. We'll be third class and other folks oppressing us.
And he was spot on. He was spot on. And to be perfectly honest, I don't understand, maybe you could help me out with this, why black individuals can't get rid of saying people of color and Latinx whenever we're talking about black issues.
Because they've been programmed. They've been programmed. It's really a cowardice, fearfulness, and need somebody to validate. They got to really be stand with God and be truthful. If we're going to be free, we can't be on one side or the other. We can't be Republican, Democrats, or none of them. We got to be for black people, and we got to be truthful. We got to stay with God. Thank you so much, Lance. We got to stay with God. We can't be afraid. You know, we got to do that, y'all. Dava? Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
This is David.
David, they didn't spell out your name. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I heard the president, Joe Biden, say something about African Americans. But we've been calling ourselves black Americans, black descendants of enslaved Americans. So I'm saying this. In order to get the reparations started, we should get the language right. First of all, give us the right title. You know, the title is Black America.
Yeah, because anybody can be an African American. You can be white and come and be one. Joy is an African American. Her folks are from Africa, from over that way. That's why I said I get upset about Omar and Joy. I'm keep talking, and I took offense to Joy Reid talking about Tim. I'm sorry, because Tim is a descendant of enslaved black, and Joy is a descendant of those from the Congo and Guyana. which is all right in this country, let her in, and was gratefully she got all them degrees and stuff and went on to school and her parents went to school. But yet they're going to dump on Tim. I'm not going to let them mess with Tim Scott like that.
Right. I got some guys at the gas station. They got everybody, and they call themselves African-American.
They might be African-American. You go from come from Africa, you're in America, you're African-American. Thank you. You brought a great point, David.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Joy Reed, father, still living in Congo. The thing of it is, we had no place to go. We had no sanctuary. Black go from Mississippi to New York, to Chicago, Detroit, and all that stuff. We had no sanctuary. And they said, come over here. You're going to get the affirmative action slot, and you're going to get to be a doctor, and you're going to get this. And then you got a nerve. I dare you to talk about Tim. I'm sorry. Y'all might not agree with me, but she don't have the right to talk about Tim Scott. Maybe y'all don't agree, but it's all right. I love you anyway. Dr. Sheila.
Yes, Dr. Sheila. Yes, I'm calling. And I am concerned. I am so concerned about our children.
Me too.
There are generations. Mm-hmm. There are generations going to be lost from
right.
the child's land. What are we going to do? I will come in and
come out the speakerphone, Dr. Sheila.
Oh, okay, 1 minute. How's that?
That's much better.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we got to do something. That's a whole generation. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Everything else is passing us by,
right.
passing us by. What are we going to do? And it's always a distraction.
I feel your pain because I'm feeling it.
To get us off of it. These
yeah.
are children.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Sheila. I'm going to get us like some black psychologists and educators to come on and talk about what's going on with us. We got to stop letting folks direct us. When there's something wrong, we got to address us. It was wrong to put your knee on Floyd's neck. It's wrong, those stuff. But that's not all of us. I'm saying we can't let our children think this is it. That's what's scaring me. That's really scaring me. Let me see, can I get Dorothy? Dorothy?
Hi.
Yes,
Dorothy?
Yes, Dorothy.
I heard on 91.5 these big companies are eliminating bachelor's degrees now. They are, for the tech fields and stuff, they say they don't have enough people of color. They mention Hispanics, so they are eliminating that bachelor's
degree. I think
degree
I heard, too, that they said,
yes.
They said you don't
yes.
need to go no four-year college. But I'm trying to tell
right.
black folks, they're not paying attention. They're hollering,
right.
it's immigration, this and that. They, right. la, 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 la.
They know this computer stuff, and all they're doing is they're just giving them a test when they come in. And when you mentioned about all of the fields, how the carpentry and stuff, those are saying they know how to do it.
Right.
They just bring them in because they know what to do. We better wake up. You don't need a bachelor's degree. They will hire you, and you will get a
You
got to
get some artisan skills. You
got
to get skills. Right, you got to get skills. They took all of the skills and all of vocational training out of
but
the school.
But you don't need a bachelor's degree. They will give you. They will just see what you come in and show us what you can do. And
thank
they
you.
Hire you because now they want diversity.
Thank you, so much. Thank you. I'm gonna try to take this call. One more call, and y'all hang in. I'm gonna take a break for 3 minutes, and I'm gonna come back. I got a few lines I just opened up, and y'all can call in now if you want to. And I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna take a break for 2 minutes. Reverend Weatherspoon.
God bless you.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but
is it because I'm
we're gonna make a change, Doctor. We ask God to we're gonna make a change. When we put God first and walk the word.
Well, what I'm saying to you most folks who talk that stuff, my pastor talked about words being cliche rather than being ills. If you really know that there's a God, all of our leaders was Dr. King was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We keep wanting to go somewhere else. And I tell everybody, look back at that tape, NBC, the NBC tape that he did on Channel 5, NBC tape before he was assassinated, last interview he did at his church. Look at it. He talked about economics. He talked about the fact that as long as we were talking about social program, we had friends. He said, but the moment we started talking about economics, all our friends ran. And
right.
that's what's going on now. He said, all that social stuff, we had friends everywhere. He said, but now we talking about economics. Our friends are running. That's how it is now. Thank you. Thanks for the Mother's Day shout out. Thank you. Talk of Chicago 1690, WVON. Our number said we're going to take a break, y'all. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. You can also get us on, Block Talk if you miss us. We're talking, y'all, about us. We're talking about a responsibility of our families and talking about education and all that other stuff. So call me so we can just talk about what we're going to do as a people, y'all. How we're going to do our children. As I always say, code of conduct, we got Dr. Anderson said too. Get your coffee. Get your tea. I'll be gone for 3 minutes, and I got just a few lines open if you want to call, and I'll come back with my last half hour. But if you want to get in, you better call now. I got a few lines. Is it because I'm black?
Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Yeah.
In this world of no pity.
Look, y'all, we can do this. We can do this. We got to have respect for family, for children, for church, for God. As Dr. Anderson R. said, code of conduct for our community, we can love our children. We got to gather our children. Get your coffee and your tea. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
WVON is proud to welcome Dr. Michael Grayson of the Credit and Debt Management Institute every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Protect the most important thing in your financial life, your credit. If you are interested in keeping more of your hard-earned money in your pocket, tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to Bounce Back.
Dr. Michael Grayson will introduce a new government-backed program that can help you achieve perfect credit in 90 days or less. Call 718-481-3363 to see if you qualify.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 9th. WVON encourages you to join the Golden Gate Foundation and the website Justice Center for a special Mother's Son March on Mother's Day, 9 till 11 a.m. on the North Lawn of the DuSable Museum. They're calling on all mothers that are committed to ending violence and aggression towards our children and replacing it with understanding, love, education, training, and opportunities. For more information, visit motherandsonmarch.org. At WVON, we're proud to help. Our seniors are living longer, and the quality of their lives are important to their longevity and well-being. Having a great caregiver is a key component. If you are a mature, caring, compassionate, patient, dependable, responsible, and trustworthy individual and is looking for full or part-time work as a caregiver in the Chicago area, give us a call at 773-336-3423. These are private home care positions, and independent contractors are accepted. These include assistance with personal care, meal preparation, and light housekeeping. Background checks and drug tests are required. If you're interested in a part or full-time caregiving position, call 773-336-3423 or send resumes to caregiversnow2021@gmail.com.
I'm Henry Louis Gates, Jr. We are people of resilience. No matter what happens, we fight through the pain. We protect our traditions. We uphold our excellence. So let's protect our lives with vaccines we can trust. We can do this.
To learn more about COVID-19 vaccines, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Yeah,
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 9th. WVON encourages you to join the Golden Gate Foundation and the website Justice Center for a special Mother's Son March on Mother's Day, 9 till 11 a.m. on the North Lawn of the DuSable Museum. They're calling on all mothers that are committed to ending violence and aggression towards our children and replacing it with understanding, love, education, training, and opportunities. For more information, visit motherandsonmarch.org. At WVON, we're proud to help.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Y'all, we're treated bad and we're still being treated bad. 773-591-6090. We're streaming live. www.vion.com, iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Facebook group, Facebook. And we're back, y'all. Coffee in the comments section. Me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. We're going to try to go through this. And I wish y'all would just think for a minute. Just love us and just think. If you don't love me, love our children. And just think, y'all. Just think. Just think, 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 think. And I'm getting ready to go to the phone, and we're going to keep on. I got a few lines open. If you want to call in, you can call in now. I'm in my last 25 minutes, so you need to call in now if you want to get your voices heard. Art.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm all right, Art. How you doing?
Good, good. At the end of the day, you said it. Everybody is trying to protect the Spanish people, white folks. They are trying to protect their families.
It's all about family. You know how I feel about family, Art.
Right. And the people can read all the books in the world and all this other stuff. At the end of the day, everything starts with your family. And if you can protect your family, you can educate them. You can give them financial resources. You can give
but
them
let me say this
resources.
To you. Don't let me say this to you, Art.
Yes,
it's your family, your extended family. I always say you got to do more than just educate and protect your own family because love have no imaginary boundaries. We got to be concerned about the whole
and I
community.
Agree with you. When I say family, I do not mean just your
okay.
immediate
family. I got you. Okay.
Right. So I mean family. I mean your entire family. That extends to your community, which is
okay.
your family.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because a lot of people like just to fill in the blank. People should just ask a person, what do they mean by that?
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
they won't have to fill in the blank for you. So
right.
at the end of the day, it's about family. These
Thank
people
you.
Come from other places for family.
Oh yeah, they jumping fences, drowning, killing themselves to come to this racist
family.
Country. It is not just Latino; they come from all over the world to this racist, systemic country. I tell you, thank you, Joy Reed, my father from Congo. I think my mom from Louisiana to this racist country that educated her, and she got the nerve to talk about Tim Scott. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't deal with that. Regardless, it ain't got nothing to do with political stuff. They don't jump on they folks. They folks everywhere. Thank God that this country let you in. Now, we have a right to fight back, and that's what they scared. They scared for the sinner of enslaved to be anywhere. That's why they will never let one be president. When Jesse was running, they was having a fit. They didn't want Reverend Jackson, nobody else. They were scared to death. And then, you know, I'm telling y'all, you better wake up. Okay, Patrick.
Patrick?
Yes, good morning, Sister. Yes, good morning, Sister Tillman.
Good morning.
Yeah, just real quick here concerning Tim Scott. Now, the dog whistle started to blow when he mentioned America's not a racist country. Folks were coming out of the woodwork, fell, entertainers and athletes. Oh, he's an Uncle Tom. He's saying the nation is not racist. Well, Vice President Kamala Harris came on the very next day. Mm-hmm. Good morning, America.
Yes, she did.
And said the exact same
thing. Yes, she
did.
And the President of the United States on NBC said the same thing. I'm telling you, I got a real problem with this, Patrick. I got a real problem. This man said his eye can relate to his grandfather couldn't read, held the paper upside, reading, just giving an image of his mother who taught him and prayed for him. They can't deal with a descendant of enslaved blacks. Sanchez can't deal with it. Rubio can't deal with it. Cruz can't deal with it. None of Jory, none of the blacks, none of these folks can't deal with it because we are the real deal.
I think you're right on point. That was just my comment. It just all of a sudden the conversation stopped when somebody else said it.
Yeah, because what happened? So, let me ask you this, because Pat, you read very well.
Thank you.
Senator Brooks was the only black senator we had back in the
60s. I remember him from Massachusetts.
Right.
We
didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about our generation didn't holler at him, call him no this and that because he was a Republican. We went and got resources. He sponsored the Brook Amendment. He did a lot of stuff. Now, you find other races of people who have their folks in government, regardless of who's in power, whether it's the Latino community, the Irish community, or the Italian community, any community. We're the only one to tell our folks, you can't do that.
That's right.
You know, and you say what you want to about Tim Scott. When Tim Scott was dead, he didn't take that mess. When he disagreed with the president, he did it publicly.
Yes, he did.
He went to Enterprise Zone. He went and said, we need to fund these black colleges permanently. He worked on our behalf. He didn't just go up there and grin. And at times he came out publicly and disagreed with the president. But he was up there. And then they had an opportunity to put a black woman as senator when they was appointing in Kamala's place. And they didn't do that.
They didn't do it.
They put a Hispanic male in the place of this black woman. And that was Kamala's call. She could have called the governor and said, put a black woman. Bass should have had that seat because she got Bass seat, Congressman Bass. So our people our people wait for whatever the news say, whatever their charge is for that particular day. Yes, Kamala said it wasn't a race country, and Biden said it.
That's right. And it's extremely dangerous to just be one-sided, not think about your own folks, not look at your own situation, but worried about what somebody's telling you what to think and what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting worse and worse. That's my comment.
I'm giving you extra time because I know you study, and I'm going to let you go. Because these are things.
Okay.
I'll just give you another minute because I know that you do study, and you know what you're talking about. The other thing is I've been trying to get black people to focus in on what's going on in our educational system in these inner cities. I don't know. And how we don't have math and science and music, and how they're turning our children out. They can't read. They're functionally illiterate. The only students who can read are those who are in special schools. I mean, and I cannot get the black community on this radio to talk about a plan for education for our children. I can't get them to talk about all these contracts being let by all these folks who got them hollering racism, but you got economic and education racism. I cannot get the black community to focus on that.
You know, Sister Tillman, it's the same, whether in Omaha, Kansas City, St. Louis, it is the same program that is taking place. We're being told what's important and critical thinking is just out the door.
And
it's sad and it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
And you know, all these folks coming across the border, they're not just no low-wage workers. They're going to be construction. They're going to be plumbers. They're going to be tech. They're going to be everything, engineers and all, and they're going to, these folks who think that it's just for the so-called low-income blacks, they're going to find out. Patrick, I know you read, and that's why I gave you the extra time, and I thank you for your critical thinking.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I tell you. Henry from Westside.
How you doing, Sister Tillman?
I'm all right.
That's good. Our children, unfortunately, are being miseducated rather than educated.
Mm-hmm.
That's Therefore, it's incumbent upon us to, you know, get involved, you know, attend the PTA meetings. And
they don't have
PTA.
Wait, hold right there. Sure. They got rid of the PTA. They went and had, when the parents was mobilizing with the parent equalizers and we all these schools was fighting for the education, they automatically then decided they was going to go into elect a representative from outside the community. These corporations put all this money to get school reps from the community, to put them in there. And that was dislodging the black parents, and it's hard to get in them schools. And that was to shut that movement down that black folks had begun to have for education. You don't have PTA. I was a PTA parent. You don't have that anymore.
But even, you know, if you have to take a day off or work or whatever, you know, to sit in the classroom.
They don't let you do that no more.
No.
Oh, no. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These folks better take over and go take a forensic audit of what's going on in the school. You can't go sit in the classroom. It's hard for parents to get up in these schools now. This stuff is deep.
Well, we need to demand it because, you know, we can't afford to go along to get along because, you know, our Heavenly Father didn't put the spirit of fear in us. And, you know, when we stand before him, we're going to have to answer for that as well.
Well,
you know,
when Trump said he gave an executive order to put prayer back in the schools, I didn't see the preachers breaking down the doors to make sure prayers got back in the schools.
But they start teaching homosexuality and all this other stuff.
Everything
styles,
but education,
you know?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm telling you, folks don't understand what's going on in the schools right now. And I think everybody need to take all these elected officials to collectively come together and do a forensic audit of what's going on. Because the most cruelest thing in the world is to mess up a child's mind and have a child who cannot think and cannot read and write. Don't you think that's just violent? That's more violent than somebody's getting shot. That's violent that you're destroying this child's mind and not giving them the option, not giving them the right to at least climb up out of this by having an education. And don't get me to talking. I get me upset. Maurice. What you got, Maurice? Sound like you're running with some water. From Phoenix.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was in the kitchen.
Okay.
Good morning,
Beth. Are you making some tea from Phoenix? You making tea?
I'm getting ready to put on a pot of coffee for me and my sister.
Well, here,
had breast cancer surgery.
This for you, my brother. Cheers. I'm holding up a cup of coffee for you. Okay.
All right. God bless you. Look, my dear, when you have an economic problem, what is required is an economic solution.
Okay.
What this country needs is a $1 trillion bank owned, operated, and controlled by honest black people. This generation actually have it within our power to do so. God willing, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Thank you, Maurice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
What you doing in Phoenix?
My baby sister Vera had breast cancer.
And
surgery.
You want out to help take care of God bless you, Maurice.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
I'll keep you and your sister on the prayer list.
Do that. I'll let her know. Her name is Vera.
Okay. Thank you. Bernice from Matson.
Yes, hi, good morning. My comment is that I don't care whether it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Tim Scott. To say that America is not racist is very dangerous, and it's out of touch with reality of racism that exists here in America.
Well, okay, Beatrix, before you go, we got some racist situation. Bernice, okay, we got some racist situation we got to deal with in America. Like when you had the Virginia governor over there with a black face and had a Ku Klux Klan's hat on, and they told us don't deal with it because if we deal with it, he might not get reelected. The problem we're going to deal with some, Bernie's, that's got to be our agenda, not somebody else telling us something. Now, this country voted for Barack twice. He got elected twice. Now, I say the descendants of enslaved blacks in America is discriminated against more than anybody. And that's what we dealt with Dr. King. We dealt with equality, not equity, equality and discrimination of America. And that's why these folks who making all this money now playing basketball or got these big old TV contracts, they didn't have that before we fought. You know, but we as a people, we talked about education to our children, education, economics. I can't get nobody to deal with this. They go everywhere with that because it's easier to do that than it is to talk about a solution for education for our children.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bernice. Call again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Call again. Appreciate your call. I appreciate all y'all calls, even though when y'all don't agree with me, I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. Kirkland.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kirkland.
And happy Mother's Day. Somebody called you about slavery in 1619.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to kind of help bring a little light to that. There were Africans in North America in the 1500s. They came here with the Spaniards.
Uh-huh.
And also the ones, the 1619, that was in the British colonies. It came to Jamestown. There were actually 15 colonies that the Brits had.
Mm-hmm.
Only 13 rebelled. The others became Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And those brothers that came in 1619 were not enslaved. Slavery didn't become enacted by law until 1641.
Let me ask you something.
Massachusetts. And there were, and even if you go back, you got to read things such as the Three-Fifths Amendment, even mentions free blacks.
Yes.
You wouldn't have had to enact slavery if they hadn't been free already.
And then had some free blacks.
Laws that came up.
You had some free blacks who brought some slaves so they can let them loose in 7 years.
Right.
But let me ask you this: see, that's the thing. But our people hollering 1619, making all this money. See, if you're going to, we don't need that kind of stuff in our schools. We, America, a black American is part of American history. We need America to tell the true stories of descendants of enslaved blacks in America as being part of America. Blacks enslaved and out of slave. That way, we can get the truth, and all these folks can't keep telling us what. And they're putting this stuff all over the schools, and our kids are going to be dumb because they don't know like you know, Kirtland.
Let me say that it's not enough to be woke. You got to start paying attention.
I like that.
And that's what's not happening. Why in the world, across from coast to coast, black Americans are the only black people in the former British colonies who can't speak English properly?
And you're absolutely right.
And then I teach it
in the schools now, but everybody else is learning it.
If the English is taught every year in school, I'm assuming it still is. I know when I was in there, you had to have 4 years of English.
No, it's not like that now. These kids can't even write. They can't spell. They can't write.
How can you go through 12 years and come out and not be able to speak properly?
I like that. Thank you so much. Well, they tell a lot of people don't learn it while they're learning everything. They got a special school set up for the immigrants right now. Nobody want to deal with what's going on. Our people are really scared to deal with the real deal because they think there's something wrong with that. Harold said to love your people don't mean that you hate anybody else. I'm going to mess this name up from Texas. Tell me your name from Texas.
Hello.
Hey, tell me. Pronounce
yes.
your name from Russell?
Yes.
Well, they had too much L
yes.
in them.
No, I understand.
They had L in
the them. Okay. No, I want to stay on your subject. And I listen to y'all actually every day. The reason I'm calling is because everyone jumping around the issue, and you're talking about our children. Our children are being miseducated.
Uh-huh.
I am a product of Booker T. Washington.
Yeah.
So I know we've gotten away from working with our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else telling us we're not supposed to do this. The boys sold us out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We got PhDs.
You mean with the talent 10?
I'm sorry?
With the talent 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We walking around with our degrees on our shoulders,
we walking through our
neighborhoods.
Briefcase with a bologna sandwich in it and a cell phone turned off.
I'm sorry?
I said with a briefcase with a bologna sandwich in the briefcase and the cell phone turned off.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. How could children come from another country? I want to know that. And our educated black people can't understand that. If your children, our black children, go and leave our community, they're going to pick us up for child abuse.
That's right.
So,
and not only that, wait, Russell, not only that from Texas, you know, you in Texas, so you see that mess that's going on out there. Not only that, all these sanctuary citizens stuff won't lot of, you know, it's deep.
Yes.
You in Texas, you see what's going on.
I see it, and we are miseducated. You know, they head straight to Chicago.
Oh,
they
yeah, they
straight
coming.
To New York. They're heading to Birmingham. They're riding on our coattail. But guess what? If you go into their establishments, they're going to treat you as a third-class citizen.
Right, and they have their community
how
sets
I know,
up. They
I
got the community sets up, too, huh? How do you know,
yes.
Russell, why you
yes.
saying? Uh-huh.
Because, actually, I've done work in Chicago, and I might pronounce it wrong because
okay.
I'm from the South, but anyway,
mm-hmm.
I see the same thing that happened is happening in all communities.
Uh-huh.
We took the drugs, we drank Kool-Aid, but yet and still, we can't educate our children and take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King said it. We got to listen to Booker T. We got to listen to Marcus Garvey.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get these people. They rather jump on me. I got folks mad at me. But they rather jump on me. I'm trying to talk about education and economics. And I don't like Joy Reid trying to talk about Tim Scott. Tim Scott is a descendant of.
I don't know what happened. I didn't hear it.
But Tim
mm-hmm.
Scott, you should. Tim Scott is a descendant of an enslaved black in America. He comes
okay.
from the South.
Same as we are.
And mm-hmm. Joy Reid. Our father live in Congo, and our mama, I think, is from Guyana. And this country let her in. This systemic racist
yes.
country let her in and educated her, and now she on there.
Yes.
And you had a nerve.
Yes.
I dare you to talk about Tim Scott. Thank you, and call
yes.
again. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Talk up, ma'am. Talk up Chicago. Okay, thank you. Look, y'all, I had a good time here today, and I know y'all scared to talk. I don't know. I got to pray. Because when I talk about God and when I talk about education and economics, y'all want to put me on something else. Look, you can play Hang On To Your Dream. Y'all want to talk about something else because you don't want to deal with the issue. It's easy for somebody. Like they said, President said the next day, Kamala said the next day. When Tim Scott spoke, those who are not descendants and enslaved blacks in America had to shut up because you can't talk about your father. Picking cotton or couldn't read because he was black, wouldn't let him go to school. You can't talk about that stuff. All you can talk about, racism, blah, blah, blah. And they tell you every day, and their children are in private schools. They don't live in your community. They came in and taking advantage, and they're getting paid to feed you that stuff. But our children are out here, you know, mind is a terrible thing to waste. You talking about education? Our children are not being educated. Our parents and our brothers and fathers are not getting these contracts. We got to change this language. It goes back to y'all mamas. And it goes back to the Jackie Robinson. I want to. This y'all song I've been playing for y'all every month since they had you. Jackie Robinson children. Jackie Robinson. They won their lawsuit. God bless them. I'm gonna get a bunch of folks on to talk about how important sports is one day soon. But I want to congratulate y'all. They won their lawsuit, but they didn't get their title back. Now, when this white man from Beverly put a complaint against them about our children, some of the children that didn't live in the neighborhood, y'all ran. Y'all didn't fight for those children. And they took the title away because they didn't want a black person to have those black children have that kind of, you know, energy and be a mentor for black children. A role model. So y'all ran and y'all hid. And congratulations to Jackie Robinson. Like they said, the other team got in trouble and they let them get theirs back. Congratulations, y'all. Congratulations to these children. Congratulations, Jackie Robinson. Do I have the right time to call for you in the conversation with me? Next week, y'all, I'll be back. We're going to continue the conversation. Next week is Mother's Day. Get ready, y'all. I'm just thinking about, my birthday is the following week. So get ready, y'all, for Mother's Day coming. Let me know what y'all want to say and talk about these black women, what they've done, your aunties, your uncles, your aunties, your all the folks who have taken care of you, teachers or whatever. Get your coffee, get your tea. This is something I've been doing for the Robinson boys ever since they was in trouble. I'm glad to know that they are playing and they have won a lawsuit. Hey. Hey, children are our dreams. Hey, Mrs. Song. Dreams are the sunshine of the mind. The last 30 seconds. into your dream. Come on, y'all. Dreams are the wings. Hey, they got to be taught for them to have dreams. Dreams are the wings of the minds you can fly. Let's give them some wings, y'all. Hey. Children, hold on to your dream.
Yeah.
Hold on to your dream. Somebody's upset by what I said about Joy. I'm sorry. She took Melissa Harris Perry place. A descendant of an enslaved black woman. Tamara Hall is off that station too. A descendant of an enslaved. I'm sorry. Hey! Find out that love is strong. Yeah, all you got.
All you need is your faith
and your dreams. Dorothy Wright Tillman, until next week, said. See you next week. Repair the damage. Reparations now. We got to have a Marshall Plan. See you next week. Reparations now. One thing I don't think that the children should get vaccinated because we don't know what's going to happen. Thank you, Governor Pritzker, for not saying that the state and city colleges, state colleges, must mandate vaccination. Thank you, Pritzker, because we don't know what those shots are going to do to the children in the long run. I got masks, but we don't need to give them to the young people. We don't know what's going to happen. Babies and children and young people, I'm sorry. It's still an experiment. Thank you, Governor
Pritzker. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters. Forced to be a field hand, fire another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine. And Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind. Draining her natural resource, full to her people, fear remorse. Or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my landlocked.